At a minute past 10, I'm Mark Rumsey, election coverage here on WFAE. Well, most of the votes have been counted now from the congressional primaries across North Carolina. We're focusing on several districts here in the Charlotte region tonight. We'll begin with the 12th district, which of course was substantially redrawn in the redistricting several months ago. And tonight, Alma Adams has been declared the winner, the Associated Press at least, and she's already given a victory speech as well over several other Democrats running in that redrawn 12th district. Joining me to talk about this contest is WFAE's David Borax. David, you were with Malcolm Graham, one of the other contenders tonight.
I was, and I've been watching the TV since I got back to the studio here. Just a few minutes ago, Alma Adams gave a victory speech at the Unknown Brewery in Charlotte. She told supporters, I'm a Mecklenburg County voter now. As we mentioned a minute ago, there was a big issue about that. She said she's going back to Congress to make sure that Charlotte has a voice. I was at Malcolm Graham's house in Charlotte, and he conceded the race just after 9 o'clock. He thanked his team for a good campaign, even though it fell short. Graham and the third-place finisher, Tricia Cotham, spent the past few weeks hammering Adams for being from Greensboro and talking up their own Charlotte roots. He said that they split the vote.
Although we wanted a congressman to speak with one voice for our community, we had too many Mecklenburgers on the ballot, and I think that tipped the scale in her favor as well.
And there's also a Republican race tonight. Leon Threet of Matthews easily won the Republican primary. He got about 42% of the vote. Paul Wright had 34.6%, and Ryan Duffy had just under 24%.
Okay, so again, Alma Adams with a newly shaped district and a new hometown, as she has stated, going on to that November election.
I expect we'll see her around with her hats in Charlotte.
Thanks, David. WFAE's David Borax. Joining me now to talk about another of the congressional races, WFAE's Tom Bullock. He's been in the South Park area tonight with Representative Congressman Robert Pittenger, who found himself, Tom, in sort of a cliffhanger tonight.
And cliffhanger has yet to be resolved. We are looking at a 135-vote difference between Congressman Robert Pittenger and his closest rival, Pastor Mark Harris. Right now, nobody has declared a victory. No matter what, it's going to head, it looks at least likely that we'll head to a recount. It's less than 1% difference, but people are already going to look at curbside voting and provincial any ballot challenge or provincial ballot.
Tom, if you can hear me, I'm going to ask you to try to move a little bit in the room there to get a better cell phone signal, see if we can pick up a little bit stronger connection with you as we're talking about this 9th District Congressional primary in the Charlotte area this evening. From looking at the returns, we can see that Pittenger fared well in at least substantial parts, or at least the corner, just the corner of Mecklenburg County that remains in that district now, while several of the other candidates, the two others, seem to fare better to the east in the counties that were drawn into that district. Tom, are you still with me?
I sure am, Mark. Can you hear me better now?
That's a little better, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, so the vote difference right now is 135 votes, and you're exactly right. Power base has always been Mecklenburg County. That is the section of the 9th Congressional District that was once part of the original 9th. The 9th shifted. It used to go north through southern Iredell counties. Now it goes east. So the Mecklenburg power base for Robert Pittenger was always the key. And it looks right now like they are holding off Mark Harris by really a razor-thin margin. Again, 135 votes separating the two candidates. And that is within the margin for the recount. Now, there will be no runoff elections because of this special primary. They did away with the requirement for runoff elections, but there still can be a recount, and this would fall in that margin.
Okay, very good. WFAE's Tom Bullock, thanks very much.
Thank you.
5 minutes past 10, one other note in the congressional voting in the Charlotte area this evening in the 8th district and the Republican contest, incumbent Richard Hudson winning easily with about 65% of the vote over his challenger there. Around the region in the 5th district, Republican Representative Virginia Fox of Banner Elk won her primary today over Patty Curran of Kernersville, and in November she'll be challenged by Democrat Josh Brannon, another winner today. One other note from North Carolina, Supreme Court Justice Bob Edmonds and Wake County Superior Court Judge Michael Morgan have advanced to the general election for a seat on North Carolina's highest court. Unofficial and nearly complete results show Edmonds and Michael Morgan finishing 1-2 in today's officially nonpartisan primary for that seat on the state's highest court.